Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. So in the country, nationwide, 100 people every year die. Sudden cardiac arrest, boom, shoveling snow.
It's amazing.
We kind of in the news, we make fun of the traditional stories about make sure you lift with your legs and not your back. The stupid tips are, but for people who are sedentary, who are a little bit older, who are a little bit heavier, maybe who smoke, who don't normally do this, they're at serious risk. And we wanted to bring in Dr. Clifton Calloway, professor of emergency medicine at UPMC. Sir, this is not a joking matter. This is serious.
Yeah, that's correct. This is actually a real stress test if you get out there and you shovel snow, and could be the time that somebody discovers their heart disease or it tips them over to having an event from the heart disease that they already knew about.
Hey, right. Doctor, three people died yesterday. Three.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We attribute it to the snow. Unfortunately, some people have sudden death every day. When something's happening like a big snowstorm, we may blame it on the snowstorm, but it is something that happens to, you know, people in America every day.
Can the cold weather, is that a trigger?
Yeah,
the temperature?
Definitely a risk. What happens when it's cold is all your blood vessels constrict, and then you also engage in some activities that may be a little more strenuous than what you're doing the rest of the winter. You may be having to trudge through the snow or get out there and sweep the walk or do some things when you've not been exerting yourself.
Right.
So it is definitely associated with more heart attacks, and we see both heart attacks and people with sudden death.
You know, it's interesting because you're spot on, Doctor, and thank you for doing this for us. This is Dr. Clifton Calloway, Professor of Emergency Medicine at UPMC. When you are shoveling snow, you feel it. You get sweaty, you feel it, right,
yeah.
Doc?
Yeah, so in the past, people have done some research on this and compared shoveling snow to other activities, and they found that people's heart rate and blood pressure go up as much as when you're on a treadmill getting a stress test.
Right.
You know, so it can be really the same as, you know, sprinting a full-out sprint.
Right.
And that may not be something you're ready to do, or you should, you know, ask your doctor if you're healthy enough to shovel snow.
Right. And, you know, my husband is an interventional cardiologist doctor at Shadyside, and he says, you know, for a lot of folks who are normally inside or they're not getting a lot of activity, when you do get a big snow and you go outside and you do all this activity, it is exactly like running for 60 minutes, you know, when you have never even jogged. It's like the same effort.
So we would never think, you know, yeah, go out there and run for an hour. You know, you're tempted to go out and shovel until the path is clear.
Yeah.
It definitely is something that people should think about doing in little increments, going out and, you know, moving a little snow, resting for 10 minutes, doing a little bit more. It may take you all day, but, you know, that's definitely going to be safer than trying to do it all in one blast.
It's interesting that you bring this up because I think men in particular, we think
I'm going to plow through it.
I'm manly.
That's right.
Hey, Doc, is there a mental checklist that somebody should go through if they're fixing to do something like this?
Well, there are some tricks to make it so it's not so hard on your body. One is to understand your health. So if you have heart disease, diabetes, things that could make your heart more at risk, and you mentioned earlier, you know, if you're a smoker, if you're overweight, those are things where you should, you know, consider, do you want to be doing this at all?
Right.
Or should you delegate this task? And then, you know, lifting the snow is much harder than pushing it. So, you know, I think we always are advised to, you know, sweep it along or push it along, try, you know, not do so much of the lifting. And then just limiting the time. If I asked you to go out and run, you would be aware if you're going to do that for 10 minutes. But shoveling the snow, you're not running, and so you don't realize that that strain on your heart is just the same
right.
as if you were at a full-out run for the same 10 minutes.
Right.
So you gotta be willing to take a break.
Well, I know that Marty and I both feel it. I know Joe, my husband, came home yesterday from work, and he's like, oh, my gosh, my back. And I was like, I know. And we're relatively fit people. I can't imagine how anybody who's a little bit older, a little heavier, who doesn't get a lot of exercise, this could really do them in.
Hey, doctor, have you had people in your ER department that had heart attacks and were kind of shocked and amazed that they could have a heart attack shoveling snow? Because I think folks have an epiphany about this. It just slaps them in the face.
Well, I can't remember anyone here in Pittsburgh recently in my own practice
right.
who, you know, we attributed it right to the snow. However, I would say every time that the weather drops and that there's precipitation out there on the ground, just anecdotally, we see more people with heart problems
amazing.
The next few days.
Yeah, that's what
you mean. So I absolutely believe that that's a phenomena that contributes to people having the symptoms when they, you know, might not have had them on another day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.